Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I like it when people come up and confirm the word of the Lord, and I like it when people come up and reject the word of the Lord. That tells me there was some fire there. Okay? I mean, my mother was a great cook, but I didn't like everything she cooked. And I don't expect every service that everyone's going to like what they hear. Okay? Because as this nation continues to plummet, the church might join her as a nation, if we're not careful. Because we're living in a society right now where tell me what I want to hear, give me what I want, and I want it on demand. Well, God's kingdom, as I told the students the other day over the intercom at the high school, this is not Burger King and neither is the kingdom. You know what they say at Burger King. You can have it your way. And there will be those who will tell you, you can have it your way. If that's true, then why did Jesus have to pray in the garden, not my will, but yours be done? And oh, by the way, since I was a history teacher along with a few other areas that I had to cover, there really was a person who lived here on earth whose name was Jesus. Okay? Really. And he actually said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Has anybody else made that type of declaration? That's why I choose to follow Jesus Christ. As I shared in a celebration service this past week, who else do you know in history that has said, I'm the resurrection before it actually happened? He did. Who else do you know said, destroy this temple and right away because they were so limited, as we are. They were so limited, they thought he was talking about the temple. And he was talking about his body. Destroy this and in 3 days, I'll raise it back up. Anybody else ever done that? That's why Jesus Christ is more than we understand. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He said he was coming through all of the Old Testament passages of Scripture. And the prophets in the Old Testament gave warnings that there would be one coming. And the Jews didn't even recognize him. Where's the church today? Having so much fun living in this thing called the world that we're not even really watching for his coming. This is part two off of last Sunday. Are you prepared? Remember a few moments ago, I asked this question, do you like confirmation? I love confirmation. I want to know that my steps are ordered of the Lord and that I'm not just being beguiled. The Bible says that in the last days, there will be cunning and deceitful people that will enter the church. I never put anybody out on the football field or the basketball court that was not prepared to play. Or they went out, but they really weren't going to represent Chieftain High School. What are you talking about? I'm certainly not talking about sports. I'm talking about just because somebody walks into the church, that doesn't make them a member of the body of Christ. Come on, church. We have to come home by the way of the cross. Okay? That's central to history, and it's central to the Bible. So Dr. A.W. Tozer said, and I found this yesterday in the midst of a busy day, and I would like for you to hear what Dr. A.W. Tozer said as we get ready to see if last Sunday was anything from the heart of God. Are you prepared? Dr. Tozer said, listen closely, we are not diplomats, we are prophets, and our message is not a compromise, but an ultimatum. Sounds like Jesus to me. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And oh, Nick, before Saint Nick, there was Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, what the heck are you talking about? I'm breaking it down a little bit so our young people can enter in because King James really is difficult. By the way, Jesus did not speak King James. Sorry. Boy, does that just throw ringers all around religious people. Jesus did not speak in King James language. Okay. I can tell you more, but you're not interested in theology. Listen closely. Nicodemus goes, what in the world? You expect me to go back into my mother's womb? I'm a full-grown man. What do you mean, be born again? I've already been born. Of course we have. And then Jesus said, it's in the Gospel of John, by the way. Jesus said, you must be born of the Spirit and of water. Oh, Nicodemus becomes a changed man. And then gets interested in this man, Jesus, as he's moving towards the finish line so that we might have open access to eternal life. The cross and the tomb. And he arose from the grave. So there's no compromise here. Now, you can water it down, but you're not going to change the word. You're just going to change the direction of your life. Guard yourself around people who water things down. So I got to stop for a moment and think. The service was on Monday. And I'm pulling out of the school at 10 till 2. Got to be there at the funeral home by 2 o'clock. Some days, that's how it rolls. Okay? I mean, there was no hurry because she wasn't there anyway. It is amazing how much idolatry, boy, I love preaching. How much idolatry we put in humanity. The Bible says, if you know Jesus, like when you pass, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I mean, I didn't spend long as I walked through because she wasn't there. The tent was empty. So, I mean, definitely I want to be there by 2 o'clock. So I come up to the red light and I look out on the medium. I'm talking about confirmation in some case some of you are going, well, I just shut down, which is a dangerous thing to do under the anointing of God, to just kind of shut down. Okay, I think it's great to do that with TV shows, but I think it's dangerous to do that around God's word. Well, I choose what I want. Say that to the Lord someday. So I'm sitting there at the red light, and I've got to make a left-hand turn, and there's a man out in the median. And so, because I have a natural mind, first thing I did is I started looking to see if he looked weird. Because I've seen those kind of ducks. If they walk like a duck, and they talk like a duck, and they dress like a duck, that's a duck. And I looked again, and I said, my gosh, that's a human being. That's a pretty sharp, cool cat. And he's got a sign on the front, and he's got a sign on the back. And he's not making any type of, like, you know, all those weird things sometimes Bible thumpers like to do. He's just standing there in the median. And on his top, front, and back, I won't give all of it to you, but it says this, Jesus is coming soon. I had just preached here the day before, are you prepared? I'm wondering if Lenny Bias was ready. Where did he just go? Lenny Bias, wow, he comes out of Maryland getting ready to take on a big contract for the Boston Celtics. He has a one-time party with his friends. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord, when I was standing right there close to where Robin is seated, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, tell my people to let some go. Lenny did not know that that night was going to be his last night. And he died instantaneously. Because what he put into his body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, because we all think that the Holy Spirit dwells in a building. No, he dwells in you. If you've been washed by the blood and the Spirit and the water have changed you. Lenny Bias did not know that when he went to the party, he would never play for the Boston Celtics. And our young people are running amok. With permission from adults, from administrators who don't really want to manage the school, they just want good grades. Come on, let me talk here one time. I said to a person that I'm talking about, are you prepared? I spoke to an educator this past week and I said, you know, 5 years from now, no one out in the job market is going to be interested on what their GPA was. And I'm not downplaying academics because I'm still working on my academics. But people are not going to be interested if you were a straight A student, straight B, or whatever. Please don't run that and go, wow, he didn't care about grades. What they are going to look at is, are you like Rick Pitino? What is your character like? You see, let me break that down. You might give me a few more moments here in God's Word and maybe not even pay a bit of attention. But if I mess up out there in the community, you're going to be all over that. Are you prepared? We are undermining the next generation because we don't want to be that dam that is losing its strength, knowing that there's a lake behind us and the water is starting to really overcome all of our structure and all of our strategies and all of the organization. So we just let kids go however they want to go. Come on, church. Come on, church. When the church is asleep, you know that the enemy has been activated by our response to sleep. So in the Bible, Titus chapter 2, and I only want to cover one or two, and with God's permission, maybe I can come back next week and continue about, are you prepared? Am I prepared? Am I ready to meet the Lord? In our family devotions last night, I was very brief in our family devotions. That means we read the Bible and we pray. I said to those who are in the house with me, I said, do you understand that everyone is going to give an account for the deeds done in the body? Saved or unsaved? It's in God's Word. Well, I don't believe God's Word. I don't change God's Word. That just changes the direction of my life, of your life. Titus chapter 2, listen closely. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that... Listen, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts. Man, I understand both of those because I've been hit by both of them. Ungodliness, it's all around us. And worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing, now listen closely, of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, manifested in the flesh, was God on earth. It's okay to reject that, but the day is going to come. I mean, I'm trying to give you options here. You can reject this, but your knee's still going to bow because the Word says so. And your mouth is still going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Everybody in all world, all nations in the world. Billy Graham put it this way, Bible teaching about the second coming of Christ was thought of as a doomsday preaching, but not anymore. It's the only ray of hope that shines as an ever-brightening beam in a darkening world. One individual has put it this way, there won't be time to get ready. You have to be ready. Well, later... I'll guarantee you there are those who are on the other side of the chasm who are there where you shouldn't have to be because it wasn't made for mankind. Hell was made for Satan and the one-third that were kicked out of God's kingdom. Hell was never made for mankind. But when we reject Jesus Christ, we have no other options. So may I just bring two important scriptures to your attention, and then we want to move into the baptismal. I brought these two verses to our attention right at the end of the message last Sunday morning. And don't forget what Wayne Weatherford, Coach Wayne's mother, asked when I visited her at hospice. I asked her one question, and I spoke about that storyline in the service. Remember? I said, what do you want to talk about? Why did you ask everyone else to leave and for me to be here? She said, I want to talk about the resurrection and my resurrection. Wow. There are two things I want to bring to your attention this morning. One, Luke chapter 21, verse 25, God's word. Listen closely. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars on the earth, dismay among many nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves. Has anyone been watching lately? What's going on in nature? God always warns. Always. I can take you all the way back to the story of Noah. I tell the Lord all the time, man, God, I don't know if I can keep doing all this. And he reminds me of Noah. How many would like to sign up for Noah's job? There's never been a storm. There's never been a rain. And this weird concept of Jehovah asked this idiot, because that's what they were doing, making fun of Noah, to start building an ark. An ark for what? But the storm came. And history records that there was an ark that was captured, that has been found. Noah was a real person. There really was a storm worse than Irma. Come on, church. God has always warned nations. God is sending out information. Notice how I gently change that. He is sending out information that it's time for all of us to watch and to be prepared and to make sure our children and our loved ones and those that we know and those that he has sent us to have heard about eternal life. So with the coming of Jesus Christ, there will always be warnings. Number two, that's the last one for this morning. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will always bring mockery. There was mockery at the cross, and there will be mockery as you talk more and more about the coming of the Lord. People will scoff. People will belittle. People will laugh. People will put you down. People will make all kind of fun because you're talking about someone they haven't seen. But Jesus said that it was imperative that he would go to the Father, that the Holy Spirit would be sent. Are we listening this morning? And that he would come again. I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus said, that where I am, there you may be also. And I promise you, if Jesus tarries and you get to be a little bit older, like into the ranks where some of us are, you'll start thinking about, where am I going? Because you weren't made for just 60, 70, or 80 years. You were made to have eternal life. But if you're going to live this life of being prepared, you can expect people to mock you, make fun of you, belittle you. Look at that old man standing out there in the medium with those signs on. Man, that guy must be crazy. He probably was drinking all night. He don't even know where he is. People will mock you. People will belittle and act like that day's never going to come. I promise in this house this morning, one of two days will come your way. Either your departure or his arrival. Come on, church. So let's read from 2 Peter 3:4 as we come to a close for this morning. But remember, the one who's coming is our great Savior, our great God, whose name is Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:4, and it's saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. That's the kind of stuff that Peter had to go through when he began to talk about the coming of the Lord. As we come to a close this morning, I want to jump ahead in my notes and read this incredible quote. Because see, if you don't know where you've come from, you don't even know that you're falling. If you don't know what your home was built on, there's no way that you can take a look to see how you're doing in your home. Come on, church. If you don't know how this nation was built, though it's not a perfect nation and certainly has its issues, but if we don't know about that, then we'll never even know that we're slip-sliding away. So here's a quote from a former president. Listen closely. For the first time ever, everything is in place for the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Christ. President Ronald Reagan. I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about a man who understood that he only had an office to serve in, but there was a battle coming. The Battle of Armageddon. It's going to take place. And there will be an Antichrist. And Jesus Christ is coming again. Do you talk much about it? Are you sharing it with your friends, with your family members? That was a former president in the United States. May I read it one more time? I'm sure he has been mocked for having said that. See how this all ties together? But he was prepared. Listen again. For the first time ever, everything is in place for the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Christ. What have we covered this morning? That being prepared will always mean you've got to be ready for those who will mock you. And secondly, when you are prepared and you're trying to prepare others, there are going to be those who are going to reject you because you're giving them a warning. And we don't like warnings. We don't want to be warned unless it has to do with the Weather Channel. And they overblew that. See, I didn't put any drama with this message. Didn't last week either. And I didn't give you any emotional high or buzz. I'm just asking you intellectually and spiritually, if this was your last day, are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? As we close this morning, I remember growing up, of course, in a pastor's home. My dad always listened to a great man of God from North Carolina, which we would make fun of and belittle him today because he ain't cool. But if you would do, we're going backwards for a moment. If we'll just do a little recall from last week, all those men who Jesus called who laid their lives down for the gospel, they were only cool in the kingdom, but they were counterculture to the culture of the day. And every one of those men laid their lives down for Jesus Christ. That is not the request. That is not the requirement this morning. But I want you to understand, if you have to be in the now and in the know and all that stuff, you're going to limit yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's never been popular to follow Jesus Christ. It's never been popular to bring forth God's word. It's not popular because God's word is the ultimate authority figure. God's word. But my dad would always listen to this gentleman, and at that time I didn't want to hear his voice, and I wasn't interested in the word. And his name was Dr. Vance Havner. Dr. Vance Havner. How many parents, grandparents have children? How many of you are interested knowing where they are when it gets dark? I'm trusting you, Holy Spirit. You want to know where they are when it gets dark. Okay. And you get a little concerned when they don't get home when they told you they were coming. Because it's dark and it's getting late. Side story as we move to the finish of Vance Havner's story. You know, we have a growing boy in our family. And he loves to eat. Joshua loves to eat. So he called his mama yesterday. Mom, where are you? When you come home, will you bring us some food? I'm hungry. Tell me when he's not. This is a light moment, so you really get this. There's nothing wrong with wanting to eat. That's not you read things the wrong way if you don't stay with the storyline. And so minutes went past. Moments went past. Joshua comes into where I am working and doing some things and trying to catch up with some football, and he goes, "Where's Mom?" Well, I know where Mom is. What the heck? Where's Mom? Watch this. That was 15 minutes ago. Praise the Lord, son. You can tell time. You got to know when mama's gone. You don't know when mama might be back, because there's so much on her plate. Not always food, but we're talking about fun things on her plate. But he was excited when mom came in, because mom always brings goodies. But we're talking about Vance Havner's story. As parents, we want to know where our children are, where our grandchildren are, and are they safe, and are they coming home at the right time, and who are they hanging out with, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it should be the same thing as adults, that we are taking care of each other. And Vance Havner used to say, all I want at the close of every day is to make sure that my family's home before dark. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think it's dark right now, wait till the rapture takes place. If you think it's hellacious out here right now, I don't mean just here in our nation. I'm talking about in the nations of the world. Wait till the church is no longer here. Because blessed hope rests in the church. You think it's dark now? Just wait till the trumpet sounds. I want to invite you this morning to make sure that you're ready to meet the Lord, and that your family is going to celebrate with you in heaven throughout all of eternity. And you don't have to be dressed up like an angel up there. Some of the crazy things I've seen through the years are like, Lord, I'm not sure I even want to go there. Like, I don't want to go floating around on a cloud. Let's get home before dark. Let's get home before dark. And I look out over that campus at Chiefland Middle School and High School, and I go, my God, there's so many kids that are not ready. May I take you outside the box? What if somebody came through this area from another region and saw a high school and brought a weapon up on that campus? See, now you're going to get real squirrely and go crazy on me. And what happens if some of these kids were to be injured or killed and they're not ready to meet you, Lord? So I ask every day, God, send forth more angels to this campus, enthrone this campus with angels, and protect these young people, and get them in before dark. Oh, by the way, with this we'll pray, and then we'll have the moments of baptism. Are you ready? On his worst day, in darkness, read it in God's word. In darkness, Jesus laid down his life so we might walk in light, not darkness. Would you give him praise in here this morning? Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.